are listening to Thrive with Nicole podcast, a place to explore the depths of you through spirituality, healing, and empowerment. A little about me, your host. My name is Nicole Ivins, and the best words to describe me are quiet, introverted, empathic, nurturing, and highly sensitive. As an intuitive counselor, I'm deeply passionate about spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. So pop on those headphones as I take you on a journey of connectedness. Welcome back to Thrive with Nicole. I am your host. And in today's episode, we are going to continue this series on empathy burnout. If you haven't caught the first episode yet, I recommend you check that one out as well, where I talk about what is empathy burnout. But in today's episode, we are going to delve a little deeper. So we are going to look today at what causes the symptoms of empathy burnout. So I'm not going to go too deep into the actual symptoms in this episode. That'll be another episode that I will do shortly. This one is actually about what's underneath that. What is actually causing those symptoms of empathy burnout in the first place? All right, so let's get into it. So the symptoms of empathy burnout, you know, they are far-reaching and they are extensive in the way in which they show up in your life. And you know, in the many hours of client work that I have done over the past 7 years, there is one thing that shows up over and over again. And it doesn't matter who the person is. It doesn't matter what their past experiences are or even the current reasons for experiencing symptoms of empathy burnout. None of that matters. The common theme that connects all of these clients that I've worked with over the years is there is always this underlying cause or this underlying current, if you like, and it is a lowering of inner capacity. You have no space left within you for anything or anyone. And, you know, this tends to show up as the inability to do even the smallest of tasks. You know, I think I've told this story before, but I remember when my daughter was first diagnosed with epilepsy over, 8, 9 years ago now. Back then I had a different business. I was looking after like candle supplies for candle makers here on the Gold Coast in Queensland. Had this warehouse, you know, where all the supplies were sold out of, where I ran the candle classes, all those sort of things. And, you know, I remember standing in front of the big roller door. I just needed to open up the roller door for a delivery. I remember standing there and just looking at it. And I didn't know how to open it. And I had opened this roller door so many times before. It was simple. All I had to do was pull the nail out of the chain, pull the chain up, and the door would open. But because I was suffering with empathy burnout, because I was chronically stressed with everything that was going on with my child, my brain couldn't function. It was at its capacity, and just something simple like, I don't know how to open this door, that's how it was showing up for me. So it will be the smallest of tasks, things that you can do in your sleep, things that you've done millions of times before, and then all of a sudden, you don't know how to do it because you're at your capacity. Your brain isn't able to function in that moment to do the easiest of tasks. So that's just something to really start to think about, you know, for yourself. And you may also find that you are being triggered so very easily by things and people that don't usually set you off. Finding yourself feeling really annoyed and impatient when you are usually the most patient person in the world. These are all signaling to you that you have taken on too much. Filled yourself up to the brink, and what is overflowing is unprocessed moments and unprocessed emotions. So instead of having your cup overflowing with joy, love, and energy, you know, we all see those posts on social media that talks about, you know, filling up your cup and only giving from the overflow. Well, unfortunately, when you're dealing with empathy burnout, if you're going to give from the overflow, that's not great, right? Giving from unprocessed moments and unprocessed emotions, yeah, nobody wants that. So like I said, instead of having your cup overflowing with joy, love, and energy, it is overflowing with overwhelm, with exhaustion, with chronic stress, and with anxiety. Because you have become a lifeline for other people, And so busy doing that, you haven't realized that your energy cord has become unplugged. And what happens when a charging cord is unplugged? Yep, your battery, aka energy, is depleted, and in steps empathy burnout. And it can feel like an onslaught. And it's an onslaught on something that you hold very dear. Your deeply caring and empathic heart. You know, and in that moment, a realization happens. And you start to understand that although you have a natural ability of deep empathy, and you do, it needs to be honored and it needs to be cared for too. And you also learn you have finite energy. Not infinite, not like the universe, finite. So you have a finite amount of energy. So it's a finite energy source and it needs to be utilized for yourself first. And you know, you're saying to yourself, I guess I'm not like the Energizer Bunny after all. Wouldn't we all love to have that amount of energy each and every day? And what's important to understand too is that the symptoms of empathy burnout, they have a cause and they have an effect. So understanding your cause really provides you with insight on what needs to change, negating the effect of your deep empathy on your well-being. And you know, being deeply feeling doesn't automatically cause empathy burnout. That's something that I want you to understand. Just because you are, you know, deeply feeling, you know, deeply empathic, highly sensitive, you may also identify as an empath, as am I, that doesn't automatically mean you're going to experience burnout. Absolutely not. And that's the good news. But it is something that you can be prone to. You can be prone to empathy burnout for all of those reasons that I just mentioned. So making your well-being a priority ensures you can continue to be a lifeline for others, as I know you love to do, but without unplugging your own power. So I think that's really important. Really starting to get underneath the symptoms. What is causing it? What behaviors are you doing in your life that is causing you to be prone to that burnout? Like I said, it's not because you're sensitive. Absolutely not. That's not the reason that, you know, you have empathy burnout. The reason is because of things that are happening in your life. You know, you may have a lot on your plate right now. And it's starting to look at that and go, okay, well, these are all the things that I have on my plate right now. Where can I lighten up? Where are there areas where I may be able to pass those responsibilities or pass those tasks on to other people? Because we also tend to take on too much, which I talked about in the first episode about what is empathy burnout. So if you haven't listened to that, you can go and check that one out, because it's really important to understand those behaviors, because that will then help you to understand, okay, what can change. There will be areas of your life where you're taking on things you don't need to be taking on. And I don't just mean in physical ways, because that can come up a lot, is, you know, I'm doing too much. Well, not always. It may just be that you're too much in your head. You're thinking too much all the time. You're worrying too much all the time, worrying about everyone and everything all of the time. That is exhausting. That also can lead to your empathy burnout, because that's a form of empathy, right? When you're thinking and caring about other people all the time, that's empathy, and that is draining your energy. So it's really important. That's a behavior as well. Important to understand that is a behavior. That is a behavior that you are choosing. So these are all things that can change. So this is good news, okay? So you can start to adjust that. So if you're noticing that you're worrying a lot about other people all the time, thinking about other people all the time, that's where your journaling is going to come in handy. Really starting to write all of that out. Get that out onto the paper. So it stops building momentum within your mind, stops taking up space within your mind when it doesn't need to. Because, you know, people are going to do things in their life. Loved ones are going to do things that, you know, you may see and go, why are you doing that to yourself? You may not be able to change that. So you need to understand, okay, what's within my control? What's within my circle of influence, if you like? And that's really going to help you to start to let go of some of those things that, you know, you don't have control over anyway. So why use all of your energy and use all of your time worrying about that if it's really not going to help bring you to a solution in the first place? So they're just some things for you to think about today in regards to what might be your cause. And we talk about obviously that capacity. So what are you filling up on? What are you filling up on right now that is filling up your capacity? And if you're filling up on things that aren't supportive for you, aren't even supportive for those people around you, then we want to start to change that. Start to put a stop to some of those things that really aren't supporting you in your well-being, you know, in mind, body, and soul. So they're just some things for you to think about in regards to empathy burnout. And, you know, I'd love to hear if you are experiencing this, if you are noticing that, yeah, my capacity is pretty full and I can't really take on much more and I'm not having a lot of time or a lot of space for myself. I'd love to hear about that. So, you know, feel free to, you know, put a review on the podcast. Just, you know, if you've got any questions about this or anything like that, just pop that on there and I can come there and certainly answer that for you in upcoming episodes. Or you can also send me an email at info@nicoleivins.com or also over on Instagram at nicoleivinseft. So I really want to thank you for joining me and thank you for listening to this series. So I will be returning with more episodes on empathy burnout. It is a big topic. There's a lot to unpack with empathy burnout. So I will continue to share these episodes with you to really just educate you around what empathy burnout is. You know, obviously today about what the causes are, got one coming on what the symptoms are, and we'll just keep delving deeper and deeper and deeper to help you to really have a deep understanding of what empathy burnout is. So you can, you know, make the changes and do some things that are going to help you to stop, you know, experiencing this in your life. So I really want to thank you for joining me and I look forward to chatting with you again next time. Would you like more time and energy? 7 Days to Zen, the self-care Bible, is your roadmap to feeling light and energized. Self-care strategies that work for you, giving you more time and energy. So sign up today. The link is in the show notes. You can connect with me over on all the socials at Nicole Ivins EFT, or to learn more about working with me, you visit my website, nicoleivins.com.